Hi there. The word for today is longing for home. Philippians 3:20, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "We are citizens of heaven." Every year, Pacific salmon, having lived 5 to 6 years in the ocean, suddenly get the urge to return to the headwaters of their birth river. Battling fishermen, bears, and giant hydroelectric dams, they fight their way upstream, determined to reach their home. Scientists don't know exactly how the salmon make their way back to the river in which they were born after being in the ocean for several years. Some think it's because they can taste or smell the fresh water from the river. Others think they may even use the stars to navigate. Regardless of how they do it, we know they don't use charts and compasses. Their journey is intuitive. They have a deep longing for a particular river, and it can't be satisfied until they find it. And that, my friend, is exactly how it is with us who know the Lord. God created us for heaven, but nothing in this life will fully satisfy that longing. Solomon says that God has placed eternity in the hearts of men. Just like those salmon, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Yeah, we find joy in fulfilling the assignment in life God has given us. But you know what? It's nothing compared to the joy that awaits us in heaven. Paul puts it this way, Philippians 3, verse 20. We are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly awaiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak, mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. And as your redeemed loved ones leave one by one to go to heaven, your longing to join them is only going to increase. That's the word for you today.